The World in Music. This is Vincent Price with Songs of the United Nations, an album of recorded melodies from The World in Music. We dedicate this program today to our own land. From these United States, we go forth into the world in music, bearing the rich gifts of poetry from the pen of Walt Whitman, the same Walt Whitman who gave a voice to mute America and taught the world about strong democracies and wrote words of praise for all the average people from all nations who found a home on these shores. And Walt Whitman sang this song. The United States themselves are essentially the greatest poem. Here at last is something in the doings of man that corresponds with the broadcast doings of day and night. I hear America singing. The varied carols I hear, those of mechanics, each one singing his as it should be, blithe and strong. The carpenter singing his as he measures his plank or beam. The mason singing his as he makes ready for work or leaves off work. The boatman singing what belongs to him in his boat. The deckhand singing on the steamboat deck. The shoemaker singing as he sits on his bench, the hatter singing as he stands, the woodcutter's song, the plowboy's on his way in the morning, or at noon intermission, or at sundown, the delicious singing of the mother, or of the young wife at work, or of the girl sewing or washing, each singing what belongs to him or her and to none else, the day what belongs to the day. At night, the party of young fellows, robust, friendly, singing with open mouths their strong, melodious songs.
For I want what I want when I want it. That's all that makes life worth the while.
I can find, if I will, lots of good fellows still who will give me a welcoming smile.
There's no worldly pleasure myself I deny. There's no one to ask me the wherefore or why.
I eat when I'm hungry and drink when I'm dry.
For I want what I want when I want it. I want what I want when I want it.
And Walt Whitman looked across the length and breadth of the 48 states for a definition of democracy's greatness. The song of America lured him day and night. Where did the melody start? Where was it going? The poet stood on a mountaintop and sang lustily. The winds carried the words across the land. I was looking a long while for intentions, for a clue to the history of the past, for myself, and for these chants. And now I have found it. It is not in those paged fables in the libraries. Them I neither accept nor reject. It is no more in the legends than in all else. It is in the present. It is in this earth today. It is in democracy. The purport and aim of the past. It is the life of one man or one woman today. The average man of today. It is in languages, social customs, literature, arts. It is in the broad show of artificial things. Ships, machinery, politics, creeds, modern improvements in the interchange of nations. All for the modern. All for the average man of today.
Well, I just got up to my Newfoundland, my Newfoundland, my Newfoundland. I just got up to my Newfoundland. I'm living in the light of the morning. I built me a house of a new cut tree, a new cut tree, a new cut tree. I built me a house of a new cut tree. I'm living in the light of the morning.
Come, I will make the continent indissoluble. I will make the most splendid race the sun ever shone upon. I will make divine magnetic lands with the love of comrades, with the lifelong love of comrades. I will plant companionship thick as trees along all the rivers of America and along the shores of the Great Lakes and all over the prairies. I will make inseparable cities with their arms about each other's necks by the love of comrades, by the manly love of comrades. For you, these from me, O democracy, to serve you, for you, for you I am trilling these songs. And Walt Whitman hurled a challenge to unborn millions, average millions of a race of strong, free men. The future was in this poet's dream of his native land. Brave chanticleer of future nations united, united far beyond the atom's threat and puny statesman's bickering. Walt Whitman's mighty overture to all the ages beyond the dim horizons. Years of the modern, years of the unperformed. Your horizons rise. I see it parting away for more august dramas. I see not America only, not only liberty's nation, but other nations preparing. I see tremendous entrances and exits, new combinations, the solidarity of races. I see that force advancing with irresistible power on the world stage. Have the old forces, the old wars played their parts? Are the acts suitable to them closed? I see freedom, completely armed and victorious and very haughty, with law on one side and peace on the other. A stupendous trio all issuing forth against the idea of caste. What historic denouements are these we so rapidly approach? I see men marching and countermarching by swift millions. I see the frontiers and boundaries of the old aristocracies broken. I see the landmarks of European kings removed. I see this day the people beginning their landmarks. All others give way. Never were such sharp questions asked as this day. Never was average man, his soul, more energetic, more like a god. Lo, how he urges and urges, leaving the masses no rest. His daring foot is on land and sea everywhere. He colonizes the Pacific, the archipelagos, with the steamship, the electric telegraph, the newspaper, the wholesale engines of war. With these and the whole world-spreading factories, he interlinks all geography, all lands. What whispers are these, O lands, running ahead of you, passing under the seas? Are all nations communing? Is there going to be but one heart to the globe? Is humanity forming en masse? Below, tyrants tremble, crowns grow dim. The earth, restive, confronts a new era. The performed America and Europe grow dim, retiring in shadow behind me. The unperformed, more gigantic than ever, advance. Advance upon me. been listening to songs from the United Nations, united by the pen of Walt Whitman in glowing tribute of mighty words to average man. This is Vincent Price inviting you to be with us again when we journey on wings of song to the world in music. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.